Welcome to Living Above the Drama. I'm your host, Dr. Georgiana Donatio, and it can be said that my guest today has experienced a beautiful, terrible life. Born in a communist country, he experienced and witnessed political and social repression, inequity, and abuse. He took part in a civil war before he was miraculously and unexpectedly sent to England. The story of his path from homelessness, living for 6 months on the streets of London, to educating himself and building a 20-year career in business and technology leadership reads like a best-selling novel. In fact, his book, the international best-selling and multi-award-winning A Path to Wisdom, shares his life experiences and the science-based technology he developed to assist business leaders and private individuals to identify and live their best lives. Tony Salemi is an international business consultant, educator, coach, and mentor. He has appeared on and presented across a broad spectrum of media outlets, including national conferences, television, and radio appearances. Tony possesses a passionate desire to resolve meaningful problems for humanity so we may all live happy, healthy, and maximize our human potential. Tony, I can't say enough about how excited I am to have this conversation with you today. This is some story. Wow. And we did a pre-interview for well over an hour. So welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much, Georgina, for this opportunity to be of service.
Well, it's just my pleasure and the listener's pleasure to hear. You've got quite the story. It's really like something out of one of those Indiana Jones things, you know? I mean, there's all kinds of action and, you know, trauma and all kinds of things going on. And not to take it lightly, you literally have been through a great deal from a very young age. And rather than my fumbling and stumbling with all of your very eloquent story, I would really appreciate it if you could start us, take us to back to, you know, where you were born. You were the oldest of six children, and you described your family and how you were living in Macedonia and, you know, the whole history of the Yugoslavian people and the country and the civil war. So if you can start us and tell us your story, that would be wonderful. That would be a great lead-in to how you got to be who you are today.
I was born in a small town in Western Macedonia called Gostiva. And as you mentioned, the youngest of six children, born in a family of restaurateurs. My parents owned restaurants, but also a farm. So I spent my childhood between the farm and the restaurant, which was in Bosnia. And I had a normal family childhood and enjoying the life and nature and being extremely curious about life and the origins of life. But at the same time, I observed a lot of inequality in society, a lot of abuse, especially towards women. And at a very young age, I ended up being sexually abused by a person who my father entrusted to run one of our restaurants, which left me traumatized and hoping for help from above, meaning God and somebody who could actually listen to me without me speaking the words of the pain I felt inside, but also the shame not being able to communicate to my parents what was truly happening. Now, having overcome that, at the age of 10, I ended up in hospital with severe heart and lung problems, which left me lifeless. And my parents were told that I will die within 3 days, and they were instructed to take me home. And as they did that, my parents took me to the spiritual teacher, because my parents belonged to a Sufi spiritual family. The same teachers who told my parents that one day when I grow up, I'll be becoming a master healer, going around the world and helping a lot of people. So they turned around and said, well, our son is dying. So they took me under their embrace in a very tiny place in Western Macedonia in the mountains where this person used to live. And he started treating me with energy work and really teaching me, I would say, the science behind healing and spirituality and how the elements and being in sync with nature and how this God energy, like electricity, can really transform us. But all I knew at that age, I became very curious how on earth somebody who lives in the mountain without any formal education and medical I would say qualification can help me become better and better and better. So as I became better, I started my high school. And in high school, I was one of the top students. I was very drawn towards natural sciences, maths, physics, and I became one of the top mathematicians and physicians in my school. And I won many competitions in former Yugoslavia. So as I felt I'm on the top of the world, I actually continued my further education and I went to one of the top universities in former Yugoslavia, in Croatia, as it's known right now, in Zagreb. And after I completed my first year, the civil war broke. So the horrors of civil war took over my being, and I saw things that no child or no teenager or no human being should experience. And I ended up in that civil war for almost 14 months. And as you mentioned, miraculously, certain events happened, which I talk more about in the book that I wrote. And my mother borrowed some money. And to save my life, she simply put me on a one-way flight ticket to London without ever knowing if I will see my family again.
Wow. Well, I know that is that alone, if we would just stop there, that alone is a story and a half. And I was teasing you during the pre-interview. I said, they sent you off to Yoda. Because that's what it sounds like. You were sent off to Yoda, the Jedi Master, who basically trained, educated unconsciously, and healed you so that, you know, you got a lot out of that. I'm sure that you're now bringing into your current life and your current teaching and leadership, and how wonderful. So, okay, so last we saw you, you were homeless on the streets of London after arriving in England. Your mother found a way to get you out of the country. You were absolutely traumatized. You probably had post-traumatic stress syndrome, although it wasn't diagnosed at that time. And you then became very blessed. And ironically again, or miraculously again, one of the people from your home back in Macedonia actually assisted you to get to the next level. So do you want to tell us about that leg of the story?
Yes. I mean, I remember the day, actually. It was just spring 1991, and it was March in 1991. I was reading a book in my language that I found in places where the refugees used to hang around, and I was underneath a bridge simply reading, and I had a loaf of bread next to me, and I used to count how many slices I have, how many days I could live with one loaf of bread. And this young lady approached me, and she struck the conversation. She said to me, I read this book, and you know, what brings you living homeless? And I, the moment I start telling her, she just bursted into tears, and she said, like, you don't need to live anymore alone. She took me to her home, and she gave me clothes, she ran a bath, and she literally treated me like her own child. She said to me, tomorrow I'll put you in touch with some people and they will help you to start working, and they take a lot of people who they can work and they can live. So basically the next day I showed up at this restaurant in central London, and I told them that Anissa, her name is Anissa, she actually lives in London. They took me on board, started working in there, and then I spent the next 2 years earning money and starting educating myself. And the first thing was to actually learn the language, because I couldn't speak English when I arrived in London. And then I basically continued working. I got 2-3 more jobs because I realized that I had no help, and because of the status back then, and the Home Office did not give me refugee status almost 8 years down the line, despite the fact that the atrocities of civil war continued to worsen and worsen and worsen. They just took their time, like with many things that they do. I actually continued to work, and I worked as a sales assistant in one of the top fashion stores in London, Harrods and Harvey Nicks. On top of that, I continued to work in the restaurant, and I worked in nightclubs, and I started to fund my own education. So I went and completed my higher national diploma at the City of Westminster College. And then one of the teachers in there saw my capabilities, because I went through straight A's in all of my subjects, as well as I won the London Mayor Award for 2 years consecutively. It turned around that you can go to some of the top universities. But I remember we had lunch together when he sat me down and he said, you can apply for Cambridge, Oxford, and UCL and Imperial College, and you'll be excellent in what you do. But I remember also me telling him, saying, well, I'm nobody. You know, who am I to go to these prestigious universities designed only for the elite? And he looked back at me and he said, like, you are sunshine. With your light, wherever you go, you spread light and you'll get in there. So he helped me out to fill all the forms. But you need to imagine, back then I had no contact with my parents, with my family. I was simply alone through all of that period. And a few months down the line, I received the news that I was accepted in three of them. And I actually started my degree at University College London, where I graduated in 98 with honors in engineering and organizational behavior.
Wow. If that alone wasn't an amazing story, there's so much that goes on in between as well. We forgot to tell the story about you as a child tuning in the color television that your father, it was the first color TV in Macedonia, and it required an engineer to figure out how to actually get it to tune in. And you, almost intuitively, although you did read the manual and you did look up the words in German in the dictionary, you were able to do that. And it sparked an interest in you in how things are connected, wired, how they work, and how the human being works, too. So you've got all this background now of technology and of accomplishment, academic accomplishment, and hard work, working 7 days a week, relentlessly moving forward in your life. And you graduate from the university, and then you start on a path of career path that's really quite extraordinary, because it's business leadership and it's technology leadership. So you want to take us from that point of leaving the university and starting your career, and how that evolved into this wonderful behavioral, human behavioral expert that you have become.
When I was at university, I was fascinated with technology and computer technology and computer networks. In the early mid-90s, we didn't have the sophisticated technology we have today. So when I started my career in technology, I worked for the Transport for London, which is one of the biggest organizations that runs the entire transport of London. And I was given the task to actually combine 8 different government departments under one network. And all of those different government departments, they all had very basic computer technology. We're talking about DOS and Unix systems. And we didn't really have the networking capabilities we had back then, the dial-up technology, which is 56 or 256K ADSL lines, which was the fastest you can get back then. And just to give the idea, I mean, just to open a Word document would take like 3 to 5 minutes, nonetheless, to share information. Mm-hmm. But the complexity of actually understanding the technology, how to connect all those different offices and then standardize all the application and then create a whole new vision for Transport for London, which has now become, was something that I truly loved doing. Really finding out how technology is evolving and how humanity is evolving. Now, every communication that happens in the technology is designed by us, meaning the way we are inside, we create the mirror image outside of ourselves. And this realization about how everything that creates outside comes from within inside pushed me even further outside of building my technology career and serving so many different large organizations, both in the private and the public sector, to further my studies into psychology, human behavior, cognitive behavior, emotional intelligence, neuro-linguistic programming, and the science of healing. And then actually understanding the bridge between who we are as beings and high levels of consciousness and different levels of awareness, different levels of communication, and what is the key? What is the key, the makeup that I would say the dove of humanity, the dove of every human being? Because intuitively, we know that we are born equal. But outside of ourselves, we see the difference. And the society is designed in a way to consistently embed in you the not worthy enough factor. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to create a manual just like that experience I had when I was a child, when the idea for me to create a manual for humanity to be able to create that crystal clear picture so people can fine-tune their vibration, their frequency, their energy, so they can create the vision of their life, so they can create that program in which they are the main actor of their own movie. Mm-hmm. But without having those, I would say, you know, when in the old days, you had to move the aerial on top of your house until you get a perfect signal.
Yes.
So I wanted to create something that encompasses 360-degree awareness, where basically you don't have to move the aerial for you to get the signal, but to become
a strong signal in yourself. Right. It was like when we were trying to get reception on your cell phone before we started recording, right?
absolutely right.
It's trying to find your trying to find your network. The one comment I wanted to make is that we are actually, and you know this, we're actually always creating our reality by our thoughts and our mind and our consciousness. However, I think what you're saying and what the listener wants to know is that there are ways that we can more consciously, more awarely create the reality of what we desire and the kind of life we want to live. Because I think most of us, you know that expression about men living quiet lives of desperation. I think that what he was picking up on that quote, and it's a really, I think, insightful quote, that we have within us the desire, the passion. We have the talent and the brilliance to create the lives we desire. But there is some real, shall we say, reception problems between getting our thoughts and the world connected. It's really like having a bad network. So the work you're doing, I think, is just another higher level of brain technology here. We're talking technology, people. So I think that's absolutely wonderfully exciting what it is that you're doing. And it sounds to me like you've spent a great deal of time not only synthesizing IT technology, but also, you know, looking at the energy science that's behind intention, spirituality, feeling, thought. All of the things that we do as human beings has an interconnection to this fabulous conglomerate of human brain function. You talked, and we're going to get to that a little later in the show, but you talked about unraveling the kind of confusion and the yarn, the ball of yarn that gets knotted up in us. That's one of the things you do with your clients. You work with them to unravel a lot of this, unclear reception. So in doing that, in realizing that, when did it become, like, when did you start to really go, aha, you know, I think I have come upon a blueprint or a template? When did that start to develop?
It actually started developing when I was at university, but I didn't really know the extent of it. I wasn't really applying it. It was only, I would say, a thought, an idea. Mm-hmm. It started really manifesting when I spent years with Martin Brofman. He's actually one of the world's greatest healers who actually worked immensely with chakras. And one of the things that I saw in that, the lack of the science behind what he was teaching. And I was consistently giving him ideas about how science can prove certain methods he uses that he couldn't explain. So for instance, first time I worked with people with migraine and backache and back pain, and I was able to, within 5 minutes, instantly to remove pain from them, they would open their eyes and say, what did you do? It's just gone. And they'd be in this disbelief and everything else. And what I was doing is literally creating exactly the forms that I used to create in technology when I would actually clean up a virus within a computer or with the computer network. And I would do exactly those visual forms in my head. So when a person would describe to me a problem, meaning a physical pain, I would actually create the form and remove the form from their energetic being, where I could actually sense that the human energy field that most people don't see, it's the same as the signal that we receive, the GPRS signal that nobody sees. But you turn on the phone and you've got internet and you've got connection and you've got voice and you've got data and you've got YouTube and you've got visual. So I realized that there's so much information in the human energy field that the naked eye cannot see.
How brilliant that you figured that out.
So I wanted then to create this because what I saw in the world, you see, like, people who are extremely wealthy financially, but they are very poor spiritually. And then I met a lot of spiritual people who are spiritually extremely wealthy, but financially extremely poor. Mm-hmm. And I always said I had this conflict with myself, but also with people like that. Reason being, to be a masterful teacher, it's been able to transform energies and forms. Meaning, if you are extremely wealthy spiritually, then you can take that spiritual knowledge and transform it into a material knowledge and material wealth. And if you are materially wealthy, you have the ability to use the wealth to become spiritually wealthy. So I wanted to create the bridge for the two, because innately, every human being desires knowledge and wisdom and enlightenment. It's not something you need to force anybody.
Absolutely.
So, but there is this noise. It's like, for instance, if you go with a mobile phone and you enter a tunnel and suddenly there is no signal. And that tunnel could be underneath a massive, massive mountain. And this is what happens to every experience that we have. And if the experience we have becomes rigid in our energy field, that signal, that innate signal within ourselves, whether it's intuition or the things that we desire to create in our life, gets blocked. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the opportunities, you will not be able to get them. I've seen many people who believe in the law of attraction. They believe in the secrets, but the reality is they don't know how to activate it.
Exactly.
In their life.
Tony,
so I wanted to go beyond that.
You wanted to get to the point of, well, let me just say, what you're saying is absolutely consistent and aligned with every single higher consciousness discussion, dialogue, book, or lecture I've ever heard, okay? It's absolutely aligned. What it sounds like is what you've discovered or come upon with your IT and your technology knowledge is that just the way that you can create intelligence in a computer, and you can program and create templates and create all these wonderful segues in the technological field. You've created these templates, and I think, but we'll find out more. We're going to take a commercial break, but we'll find out more when we come back. You've created these visualizing, energizing, this energetic, it's almost like beam me up, Gotti, you know, from it's you've really tapped into the energetic consciousness of the human being and how that gets all tangled and it gets kind of overlaid and suffocated. So when we come back, we're going to take a short break. This has got to be one of the most fascinating discussions, truly, Tony. I'm so grateful. We're going to come back and continue this great, great discussion and ask you to talk more about this amazing, discovery, this amazing awareness that you have. And then, of course, we want to get on to talk about your book, and we want to get on to talk about your 8 steps. So, listeners, don't go anywhere, anytime. We will be back very shortly with Tony Salim.
Are you tired of not feeling heard and not feeling valued? Are you longing to receive the love and respect you want? There is a solution right now. Transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills. Dr. Georgiana Donadio, relationship communication expert and number one national best-selling, award-winning author of Changing Behavior, explores the unconscious patterns contributing to stress, lack of fulfillment, and our relationship interactions. By learning and applying the simple principles of behavioral engagement, which has been clinically tested in leading hospitals, to develop mindful, pure presence, you can experience the happiness and fulfillment you deserve in your relationships. Begin changing your behavior today with Living Above the Drama radio show host, Dr. Georgiana Donadio. Call 888-354-4325. 888-354-HEAL. Call now.
Become credentialed for the emerging medical health and wellness field. Work within healthcare environments or start your own private practice and bill for your services with your own NPI number. Train for this exciting specialty in patient-focused health and wellness education with the National Institute of Whole Health, NIWH, the only nationally accredited training program for patient health education and advocacy. Open to credentialed health and education professionals, our training qualifies for health educator liability insurance, a national provider identification number, and our expert-prepared billing and coding manual.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health, visit www.niwh.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL, 888-354-4325. 888-354-4325.
If someone said you could transform your life and enhance your relationships by using a few simple communication techniques that can be applied in almost any setting, would you want to learn these skills? If the answer is yes, you've picked up the right book. This easy-to-read guide is loaded with simple skills that have been scientifically shown to have a huge impact on our relationships. By using the steps in this book, you will be able to enhance not only your life, but the lives of everyone around you. If you have the intention to practice and apply these skills, it will become a natural part of who you are. A true must-read for anyone who wants to transform their professional and personal lives. Changing Behavior. Immediately transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills by Georgiana Donadio.
You can purchase Changing Behavior by Dr. Georgiana Donadio by visiting Amazon.com, where it is available in both Kindle ebook and paperback.
Dr. Gass is on the advisory board of HealthCorp, a new program which was begun by Dr. Mehmet Oz.
65% are overweight and 35% are obese, and the sharpest rise in this country is between the age group of 4 to 8 years old.
Throughout his career, he has been inspired by patients who have experienced dramatic recoveries through lifestyle changes.
The National Institute of Whole Health is a perfect example of how people will learn to really take control of their lives in a healthy way. What they've done is they've collected basically the who's who of integrative health, and they've brought them together to give a series of lectures where they can then communicate with health professionals to basically deliver the message that we have to look at medicine from a different perspective.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health and their accredited professional continuing educational programs, go to www.wholepersonhealthcare.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL.
And we are back with Tony Salim. Tony is an international consultant, educator, mentor, coach. He's a brilliant visionary who has come up with some very important information and very important personal technology that we can all use to really liberate and free us from the oppression of traumatic and unfortunate experiences that really rob us of our happiness and our wholeness. So Tony, back again we are to talk about this really exciting topic. At last discussion, you were talking about your understanding of the energy and how important it was for you to, you know, realize you could create a template, an energetic template, and visualize that and then start to remove energy, you know, negative energy, the way you were removing viruses. So can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. It's like the human body. I mean, it's a one symbiotic system. But unfortunately, we haven't been trained about how to most efficiently use the most sophisticated engine we've ever been given, which is the body, the mind, the heart, and the soul working together in symbiotic relationship. And each element actually has its own intelligence. Now, the medical science will for sure learn about the mechanical side of the body. But every part of our body radiates a specific blueprint of energy and vibration and frequency. And through that, it actually transforms and transmits every thought we have in our brain. And every experience that we go through life, it's actually your body knows it, whether consciously or unconsciously. And unfortunately, many people, when we go through adversity, we tend to hold on to that in our energy field. So when I've worked with many of the clients, apart from really bringing them to the clarity of thought, which is the first step, the next step is actually working them through the energy of the body, because the body speaks. And we've heard that with many other teachers, that the body speaks to you when it's not in alignment. Mm-hmm. So what I realized is I spent almost 12 weeks in 8 hours meditation at one of my spiritual teachers in Brazil, John of God. And through those 8 hours of meditation, I did have this download that we spoke about earlier on. And I saw a very crystal clear vision of my father and those spiritual teachers, and I was levitating. And my father was asking these people, where does my son get all of those powers? And the voices behind that was like, he is the son of light, and he will do amazing things. And in front of me, I had this alarm clock and an old telephone system that my parents had in the restaurant where the abuse happened. And the acronym ALARM was almost printed in front of me with those 25 steps, meaning the intelligence that runs through every human being starts with a very primitive self and evolves into who we are today. Meaning when we start as a basic egg and basic sperm, if you look at the intelligence in there, most scientists cannot identify the intelligence behind that creates everything who we are, including although we've got the structure of the DNA and the genome, but the reality is none of us know what created that. We only have theories, and we all have this innate desire to know. So when I saw in that, the first thing I knew is the fact that this intelligence, which is so powerful in a way it can create, but it also can destroy. Surely it will have this unique alarm system, meaning a security system that can actually regulate itself, how much power it can give you and how much power it can handle, but also how your body uses that power and abuses it. So when we abuse that power, our body internal alarm will trigger itself. But the question is, are we listening? So I created those step-by-step 25 processes to bring people into the awareness of this security alarm within the self. Then when we listen to it, we align our true being with the life that we have within ourselves, and we become in sync, in harmony with life. So we can send the vibration that brings the opportunities of the film that we want to create in our life, whatever that may be.
Right. We had talked about on the pre-interview, I was saying to you, it sounds like you were downloading universal consciousness and, what is known, the brilliance of the universe, all the intelligence that's out there, it's all available to everyone, but some people have much better reception and much better intelligence, and some people can clear away the noise and the interference to receive that knowledge. And it's apparent, Tony, with all that you've done and who you came in as, that this was one of your tasks, one of the things that you were called to do. And you talked about the DNA. I mean, now, the science of epigenetics, everybody's talking about epigenetics, because what epigenetics is what you're talking about. It's centuries. It's inherited from our ancestors and our environment and God knows where else. And it's this unknown energy, this power, this ingredient that makes us who we are. So this must be all of the stuff that you started to access when you were on your path, yes?
Yep. Absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, it goes beyond the DNA code that we see through passages from parent to offspring. So for me, although people talk about epigenetics now more than ever, but what epigenetics represents, for me, it was the moment when this spiritual healer that worked with me was doing. And this is the first awareness for me when I said there's something beyond what we are being taught currently. And intuitively, billions of people are seeking that.
Absolutely.
They might not be aware at what level of awareness they are, but we as a human consciousness living in this planet, we have multiple levels of awareness. And we create everything outside of ourselves according to our true authentic values within ourselves. So the values are the zero and ones that I used to work in the computer networks and all the programming that I did to actually for a computer to make a decision. Now, when I realized how the quantum physics and how the quantum behavior applies to human behavior, that was the breakthrough that helped me create the methodology. But also Dr. John DeMartini was key element in integrating my work. So when I presented to him the methodology, he actually endorsed my book and wrote the foreword for it. And he's actually very high up in his field. And he's somebody who's a true teacher, somebody who breaks down the illusions that we created over the years. And for me, that the one of the illusions was about not having that link, the scientific link with the psychology link, meaning the maths and the science that I learned for almost 30 years Although I created all of those things, I was missing the integration link. So when I created the methodology and I vocalized it to Demartini, he looked at me and I said, this is amazing. Why I didn't think of this? Because he's created the Demartini processes and they're very much aligned from a different perspective and from a different vibration, frequency and energy, but also creating equally powerful results in every client that he serves. And I actually didn't want to go into service mode until I was 100% clean within the self, meaning imagine like a bottle of water, and imagine that bottle of water is, I would say, poisoned. Now, if our body is poisoned with all those emotional traumas, trying to serve another human being through the human energy fields, which I talk about in my second book, we can actually, unknowing to ourselves, we can impact other people. And this can make sense to people when they go next to somebody who consistently talks negativity and they feel infected by negative energy.
Yes.
And they go outside of the meeting and say, oh my God, this person is an energy vampire. That's how people make sense to that. Mm-hmm. But the science behind that, it's amazing. And when I looked at the science behind that, and I said, what makes us be like that? The realization I had in the self, it's that we are the biggest vampires. Unless there's a vampire inside of you, there's no way you can attract a vampire outside of you. And that was revelation to myself, because I had this idea, which was Paul's idea, that basically other people suck my energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was years of programming, but also in the personal development, a lot of people teach that idea that other people are negative. When I learned to integrate the science, I also learned that every human being is made out of both negative and positive in perfect equilibrium in the level of awareness they operate at.
And what is so exciting about this is that if you look at all the teachings and all the readings and all of there's so much out there, what we realize is that we're so procreative as a human being. Our brain is so phenomenal that what it is processing, thinking about on every unconscious, conscious, physical, emotional, spiritual, whatever level, that is actually attracting that people that come into our lives are mirrors to us as to who we are. So when we have a bad experience or we have a situation where we have to then sit down and say, what was my contribution or how did I pull that into my life? I think today more than ever, Tony, you probably see this too. People are getting more aware that we are co-creators. We're co-creating our reality unconsciously, sometimes consciously. And what I think what you did, which is so amazing, is that you took the mechanism of a quantum mechanics in terms of technology and you applied them, realizing that there are these standards, there are these, I don't want to say belief systems, because computers, maybe they do, maybe they don't. They have systems that are built in that limit or that create or that allow their function. And you actually drew the analogy between that computer function and how it's programmed and the human being and how it's programmed. And that's a huge, I think, wow, what a metaphor and what an opportunity to realize that the standards, like the software you put into that computer is based on programming. And so the programming that we put in our physical, emotional being computer is going to do the same thing. It's going to perform in the same way. Is that not correct? I mean, if I'm wrong, please tell me, but that's what I'm drawing from this discussion.
You are very intuitive, Georgina. Absolutely correct. It's, I mean, when you think about human beings, for me, every human being is this beautiful being, regardless of what they do or they don't do. It just, they are in a process of really unearthing, unraveling this miracle that we call life.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that on its own, it's what pushes me every single day to continually working 18 hours, whether it's serving other people or learning or doing seminars or talk, it's irrelevant, or doing healing work. And every human being that I've served, and it's been thousands of people, it's just another mirror. So when you use the mirror, I actually have mirror exercises with a lot of my clients. So intuitively, you're picking up the same vibration and energy about sharing with the audience that the reality is every human being is who you are.
Exactly.
But we are taught to judge things that we don't like, meaning we make decisions on zero and one, but then we forget our spiritual nature. And most people that I've come across, especially people who seek my spiritual wisdom to help them on their journey, they don't need financial health or wealth or, you know, to work their business. I've got some clients who specifically focus to help them to get that spiritual intelligence, which is outside of the zero and one of the mind. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, most people look at the spiritual intelligence through the mind. Yeah. But when the mind becomes silent, when your reptilian brain, because we shared earlier on in the conversation that majority of the people in the world, they operate from the safety net.
Yeah.
Once the person establishes the safety net, that foundation, and their reptilian brain does not worry, the fear amygdala does not trigger the fear fight and flight response. Once we start applying certain techniques within ourselves and we become mindful of the technology we have within ourselves, then we can actually activate our frontal cortex brain through which we can actually connect directly to high levels of consciousness and download anything that we want to create.
Right, right.
That was my recommendation.
Tony, I teach a course on brain function. I teach quite a few courses to medical professionals, and you've just mapped out the whole thing we tell everybody. You know, the unconscious, that the limbic, the unconscious mind is like, that really is the, that's all of the data collection, you know, and up until the age of about 5 or 6 years old, there are no patterns that are stronger. There are no more deeply embedded data bits than what's in that limbic system. And so what you're saying is just, I'm excited because this is kind of like my area too. I'm kind of in the same area, but in a different vein. We're going to be taking a short break again, and we're going to, you know, come back. I can't believe this. The interview is flying by. It's just, you know, moving by so quickly. And there's so much more that we want to talk about with you. You are such a wealth of knowledge and such a wonderful resource for all of us. It's incredibly exciting. We want to talk about your book. We've got to talk about your book. We want to talk about the work that you're doing and how people can access you. I know you're working as a coach. We want to know, can they get you as a coach online? Can they get you as a coach by Skype? I mean, we need to talk about all of that and about the 8-step. There's so much to talk about, Tony. We need to talk about the 8 steps to your program. So don't go away, everybody. We're coming back, and don't miss a word of this. Be right back.
Dr. Gass is on the advisory board of HealthCorp, a new program which was begun by Dr. Mehmet Oz.
65% are overweight and 35% are obese, and the sharpest rise in this country is between the age group of 4 to 8 years old.
Throughout his career, he has been inspired by patients who have experienced dramatic recoveries through lifestyle changes.
The National Institute of Whole Health is a perfect example of how people will learn to really take control of their lives in a healthy way.
What they've done is they've collected basically the who's who of integrative health, and they've brought them together to give a series of lectures where they can then communicate with health professionals to basically deliver the message that we have to look at medicine from a different perspective.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health and their accredited professional continuing educational programs, go to www.wholepersonhealthcare.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL.
If someone said you could transform your life and enhance your relationships by using a few simple communication techniques that can be applied in almost any setting, would you want to learn these skills? If the answer is yes, you've picked up the right book. This easy-to-read guide is loaded with simple skills that have been scientifically shown to have a huge impact on our relationships. By using the steps in this book, you will be able to enhance not only your life, but the lives of everyone around you. If you have the intention to practice and apply these skills, it will become a natural part of who you are. A true must-read for anyone who wants to transform their professional and personal lives. Changing behavior. Immediately transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills by Georgiana Donadio.
You can purchase Changing Behavior by Dr. Georgiana Donadio by visiting Amazon.com, where it is available in both Kindle ebook and paperback.
Are you tired of not feeling heard and not feeling valued? Are you longing to receive the love and respect you want? There is a solution right now. Transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills. Dr. Georgiana Donadio, relationship communication expert and number one national best-selling, award-winning author of Changing Behavior, explores the unconscious patterns contributing to stress, lack of fulfillment, and our relationship interactions. By learning and applying the simple principles of behavioral engagement, which has been clinically tested in leading hospitals, to develop mindful pure presence, you can experience the happiness and fulfillment you deserve in your relationships. Begin changing your behavior today with Living Above the Drama radio show host, Dr. Georgiana Donadio. Call 888-354-4325. 888-354-HEAL. Call now.
Become credentialed for the emerging medical health and wellness field. Work within healthcare environments or start your own private practice and bill for your services with your own NPI number. Train for this exciting specialty in patient-focused health and wellness education with the National Institute of Whole Health, NIWH, the only nationally accredited training program for patient health education and advocacy. Open to credentialed health and education professionals, our training qualifies for health educator liability insurance, a national provider identification number, and our expert-prepared billing and coding manual.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health, visit www.niwh.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL, 888-354-4325.
The next section. Stay on the phone. I'll say goodbye to the listeners and everything. And then I just want to follow up with you because I can't call you back. So I want to make sure that you know what's going to happen next and everything. Okay. This is a fabulous interview, Tony. Fabulous. You have slowed yourself down. It's perfect. It's just perfect. Thank you so very, very much. Really. I so appreciate it. Let me just get back to introducing you. Okay. 1 second. And we are back with Tony Salimi, who has written two incredible books. His latest is hashtag loneliness. Is that it, Tony? Hashtag loneliness?
Absolutely. Hashtag loneliness. Yes.
And the other one is A Path to Wisdom. I have to tell you, folks, go to our sites. I mean, these interviews are, they're podcasts all over the place. There are at least 20 different sites that are carrying them and make them available to you. Listen to this interview again. It's so amazing. It's, you know, download it, save it, give it to your friends. Tony, before the break, we were talking about so many things that we want to talk to you about. And we talked about self-regulation and the limbic system and the brain and how the whole thing, the whole gestalt goes together. This, I believe, is in your book. Which book should people buy? I know they should buy both, but which book has the explanation or the introduction to the eight section technology you've developed? And can you tell us about this so, you know, we can know where to go and know where to find you and all the things that we want to know the answers to.
People can find the technology in my first book, A Path to Wisdom, How to Live a Health Balanced, Healthy and Peaceful Life, which is available on Amazon, available on bookstores. They can request it in their local bookstores, available on audio format as well, available on Kindle. And in there, I take people through the experience first of the eight key areas of life and why it is important for people to empower all of them. Because sometimes we just focus in a problem and forgetting that other areas in our life will drop out of natural equilibrium. Mm-hmm. So in there, they will empower themselves why it is essential. And I ask very powerful questions for people to go through the process. And the book is written with a very high vibrational frequency and energy. And I've done this exercise with interviews around the world where either live on TV or through radio interview or when people do coaching, I ask them, I'm saying, okay, connect with a book, open a Word document and call it your name, Path to Wisdom. For instance, Georgina's path to wisdom. And as you read the book, attempt to answer every question before you go to the next level. And I will guarantee you a whole new, different vibrational state within the self if you do the exercises and study the book, because it's written that a year down the line, you can do the same thing, it will give you new knowledge, new awareness. So I wanted to create something that consistently updates and upgrades people, just the way we do that with computers.
Excellent. Excellent. That's amazing. So the first step on this journey is writing down, you said to me, what their perception of the present moment is, what the awareness in this moment is. And that's the first step, right? And then
when they basically go through the book, they will go through those 8 steps which I shared with you earlier. So the first one will bring them into that reality check.
Yes.
And basically from the next step, they will start to really, as they start answering, they will start to unravel the true pain, their true fears, their true a problem they're experiencing in the moment. And when I work with any human being, I remind them that anything they experience is only in the moment. And the next moment can be something else. And the next moment can be something else. So as they develop their strength, they can actually make safely the next step.
It's incredible. I want to read the things you shared with me before we move on, because we do want to talk about your books. And we want to talk about how people can access you, Tony. That's real important, because you're all over the world. And I'm sure you have ways that people can access you. So number 2 is unraveling unraveling fears and pain and behaviors. And that's what you facilitate in the second step. Then there's the inner child work that you do with them through visualization and really getting to the core. Then define the clear outcomes. And what I wrote down on my notes is, there's the rub. because we have such a hard time. I mean, when somebody says to you, what do you want? What do you really want? And you have to sit there and you have to go, and we don't know really as human beings, because there's so much debris on top of debris. So that's step number 4. Number 5 is value alignment, which you said calibrate the beliefs, values, and actions, of course, have to be calibrated in our value alignment. And 6 is clarify what is their highest values and then create an authentic vision and purpose. Number 7 is create a vital plan. And you have a live 5-day program that people come to be with you and to do that. And number 8 is yearly coaching program accountable to themselves. So you've got a process, you've got science focus, templates and methodologies to facilitate this wonderful self-discovery. So besides buying the book, what can people do to connect with your work? How can they get a hold of you? How can they take your courses? And what is available?
Apart from the book, they could also have a course on Udemy called Mindfulness for Business. I created this specifically for people who either move away from the corporate world and doing a job to becoming entrepreneurs, or people in business that can actually increase productivity, performance, and profitability of the business through mindfulness. Third part, they can actually book a private consultation. I do private consultations anywhere in the world, whether it's through Skype, or certain clients that choose to fly me in their homes or, in amazing locations, or they can actually also do one of my 5-day programs. Again, this is specifically for certain individuals, but people can organize and I can go and present that as a workshop, or they can come to any of the speaking engagements that I have around the world. And they can also go on my YouTube channel. I share a lot of free stuff. They can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, where I freely share a lot of tools and words of wisdom for people to be able to use on a daily basis to support them until they're ready to get an expert to work with them specifically.
Tony, what is your YouTube channel? Tell us your YouTube channel so we know where to find you.
Tony Salimi is my YouTube channel. So it's on my website, tonysalimi.com. They have all of the links. The moment you go on my website, you'll see at the top banner all of the links, how people can connect with me, how can they follow me and get engaged. But my website, they give them a detailed work of what the steps are, the consultations, the corporate programs that I do for companies who bring me in as a behavioral expert and emotionally intelligent expert to work with leaders, with management, and with human resources to increase the performance, productivity, and profitability of the company.
Okay, now I've got to ask you the obvious question. Who's doing what for you, Tony? You're doing a lot, okay? I want to know. You know, inquiring minds want to know. I mean, are you taking care of you? Who's taking care of Tony? That's what I want to know.
First of all, I'm very happily in love with my partner, Todor, and all of my clients, they actually end up being very, very supportive and loving because they actually know in their hearts that the vision to bring this work to 1 billion people goes beyond myself.
Wonderful.
So all of my clients are very, very genuine, caring. They invite me in their homes, they feed me, they fly me business class, and they know the wealth of value they receive on a personal level, a professional level, a business level. But also I have my mentor, which is Dr. John DiMartini. I have my spiritual teacher in Brazil, John of God. And once a year I take spiritual trips with my clients. Usually it's up to 12 people because it's a very exclusive stuff. And what I charge is only minimal fee normally to what I charge with my clients, just to bring people into understanding life from a different perspective.
This is so wonderful. Yes, I'm so glad that you shared that because I want to share something real quick with you. The very first person I interviewed for this particular show is Dr. Parthiv, who is a retired cardiology surgeon and anesthesiologist. And he tells this amazing story that he died on the table. He was having surgery and he died and they had to bring him back. And he had a near-death experience. And when he came back, not only did it change his whole life. I mean, if you want to hear a great story, boy, what a link that is. It's a wonderful story. And I'll be happy to send it to you. But what he came back and he said, and of course, this was like his wife. He's an Indian doctor. And his wife said, "How come you didn't meet the Indian gods and goddesses? What do you mean you met angels?" Now, she couldn't understand because he met angels. And she said, "What do you mean?" But what he said, this life is all about love and forgiveness. And everything that you have said and your life and the example of who you are and how you're living your life really just totally colludes with Dr. Parthiv, that this is really about you bringing love, self-love, love for others, forgiveness for self and others to the world in a wonderful way, in a different way that you've uniquely been invited to bring it. And I'm so happy for you that you have so much love in your life.
Would you like to know another miracle?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, my partner is the cardiosurgeon. Secondly, when I was in hospital, that's when I had my first out-of-body experiences at the age of 10.
Oh,
and I used to go into the cancer and leukemia wards where patients were dying. And I used to go through the walls and I used to tell my grandparents this. And I used to hold their hands and tell them that everything would be okay. And in a sense, when I look back, when I started studying the science of out-of-body experience, because back then there was nothing like that, I realized that basically it was that moment that basically changed me. And also it was that moment when I wanted to be a heart surgeon.
You are a heart surgeon, but you do it energetically.
Yeah. Well, this is the joke between my friends and my clients. They say, Todor, my partner, he chops heart and I heal heart.
Oh.
So we're sort of very complimentary. It's quite amazing that you shared that you interviewed the person who's a cardiosurgeon who had out about the experience and who's doing this amazing work. And I'm looking like you're just describing me. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, listen, I'm going to actually send you Dr. Parthiv's link. I think you'd find that interview wonderful. Let's talk about where people can find you. You're at Tony, TonySelimi, Tony Selimi. Please go to livingabovethedrama.com or go to iHeart.com. There are so many stations, podcast stations, that will be carrying this. Download this, save it, share it with your friends. Tony, thank you for the most wonderful interview. It's just, uplifting, and personally, I've enjoyed this immensely, and I know that our listeners have too. Listeners,
thank you so much for the opportunity to be of service.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Listeners, don't forget to come back again next week when we're going to give you another opportunity to listen to an inspiring and educational program that allows all of us to live above the drama.